Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon. Now, here's a classic segment of The Morning Grind featuring Martin on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Guaranteed Red Bird Talk every day at 8.
Are you guys just stirring it up just because you got nothing better to talk about?
It's the Morning Grind tradition. Bird droppings on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
I want to do it. You want to do it. Martin, let's do it.
I remember 82 because the Cardinals won a World Series that year, Tim, and by gum, it's been too long.
Amen.
24 years later, still chasing the Holy Grail that is.
Yep, the Lord blessed this city in 1982, and hopefully he will do it again in 2006.
Amen. Looking for a World Series. Bird droppings every day brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. This is 590 The Fan. Cardinals have the day off, and boy, do they need it. Heading to Milwaukee for the weekend.
Oh.
Mark Mulder will be on the mound. Friend of the show will be pitching tomorrow night. Mark Muldoo, as we call him, Tim.
Good man. Does a lot of charity work in the city.
So Mulder's on the mound tomorrow night. It's the Cards and Brewers for the weekend. Then they go off to Pittsburgh, the convenience store, to pick up a couple of wins. Bird droppings every day brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Scott Rowland's hitting streak is up to 12, but the Cards got beat last night. The Reds pull off the sweep. And in honor of Tony La Russa, we can now say, look at the standings. Cardinals and Reds tied for first. Yeah. Literally tied for first. More Cardinal discussion throughout the program. Tim and I were chewing on a number of topics in the first hour.
Discussed it intensely. I'm sorry, Martin. That's the second hour of the show that you're talking about. The first hour is the 6 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Morning Grind.
Me, oh my.
Morning Grind every day from... From 6 to 10, we're working on Taylor Hicks for tomorrow, and we also have the exit poll coming up. More Cardinal discussion, but Tim had also told us about a story, developing story in Florissant.
Yes.
Where they're trying to stop a Hooters from developing, and Mary Hagan from opening, I should say. They had the approval, did you say, a decade ago, Hooters did?
Yeah, a group of Florissant residents. This is in the Post-Dispatch. It's trying to keep the popular Hooters restaurant chain from opening in their community. The group, calling itself Citizens Against Hooters, is campaigning against the opening of a Hooters restaurant. It's also near a middle school. And the head of that group is, or the spokesperson for that group, I should say, Martin, is Mary Hagan. And I'm glad to have Mary Hagan on the show this morning because I am, suffice it to say, big time on board with her campaign, and I'm glad that we're going to give her an opportunity to speak her piece here on the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan, St. Louis's sports station. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for coming on the program. I understand you had a bad experience on the radio yesterday, and we don't want that to happen today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
What happened?
They're a very, opinionated group.
Oh, ooh. What'd they do?
Oh, there was a lot of name calling and et cetera, and I don't want to get into that. That's not our cause. Those are people we don't understand them, and we don't want to be around them.
Amen, amen. So, what is your cause here? Speak your piece, because all I am familiar with is what I read in the Post-Dispatch this morning.
We are a group that we are trying to keep Hooters out of Florissant. As you know, they came into our city some time ago, years ago, and they did take it to court, and they were given a right-of-way. And it seems really odd that everywhere these people go, they have to push their way in, they have to go to court. They're just not a business that a decent city
Amen.
Wants them into. One of the things that we're fighting against is they want us to, well, when I say they, it's kind of an under-the-table thing, but that's kind of what it's saying, is they do not want to comply to our masonry codes. We are a 100% brick, and that's what we ask for. They are wanting something totally prefab, and that is not what we're asking for.
So what they like to use siding?
Oh, it's kind of a...
slate?
Yeah, it's a... I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but it is not brick. And it is a... just kind of a... made in a prefab factory and then put up.
Cardboard.
It looks like brick, but it is not.
So if McDonald's wanted to put up their place in the prefab building style, that would be a problem.
That would not go because we would not accept it.
Right. Okay.
And so therefore, but you know, they're pushing our planning and zoning codes to try to accept them. You know that we are not going to cater to them just because they went to court. You know, it's not just a matter of what Hooters stands for.
What do they stand for?
Have you ever looked at their magazine and or their website?
I wouldn't. I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
I understand some people like that type of stuff. I wasn't raised that way.
It is really soft porn.
Actually, Mary, I would say it's hard porn.
Thank you very much. I would say it's also hard porn.
Amen.
It is. It's something that they're going. It backs to our Cross Keys Middle School, and also Wedgwood Elementary School is also on the same connecting lot.
Well, it could lead to some job opportunities.
Bus tables or something. You know, sure. I'm sure that that there are many jobs throughout the city that would be just as well, and we wouldn't have to go to court to keep people out that we don't really want in. When you have to go to court to keep people out of your city, that says a great deal. And per the Webster's Dictionary, it defines, their slogan is delightfully tacky yet unrefined. Per the Webster Dictionary, tacky is shabby, seedy, also lack of style, lack of taste, cheap, showiness. Is that what we want for our kids and to portray in our city? Just to say that, you know, we can't deny a business coming into our city.
No, I think you're right. The next thing you're going to have, if you allow this in my opinion, I know Martin comes from a different school of thought, but he wasn't raised right. No disrespect, Martin.
No, none taken.
But I think you could have a situation where you could have whores on the street.
Pardon me?
I think you could have whores on the street.
Well, you know, who knows?
Amen.
But,
talking
you know,
with
the thing
this
that
is,
you know, we were also, talking about, you know, is because they are a business within our city. Are we going to see them in our Valley of the Flower parades, which we have an enormous amount of small children? And
get some free wings, though.
St. Louis Wings,
Thank
or I'll
you.
Go to Culpeppers.
I'm Culpeppers, not Peckers.
That's, Martin,
I'm
that's Martin, offensive.
Martin again wasn't.
I fought
properly.
Against Culpeppers moving in my neighborhood,
but
Mary Hagan's with us. She is with the Citizens Against Hooters in Florissant. Mary, now how did this form? How did the group get together?
Yeah, how many people are in this thing?
Well, we started with one person who spoke before the council, and then that picked up from there, and now we've got quite a few people involved in this. And we are just, you know, we certainly don't have the money power that their lawyers have. We're not even in the same ballpark. And all we can rely on is the media, the newspapers, et cetera, to
sports radio.
Get this out, sports radio, to get this out, to be able to make our citizens aware that this is something we do not need nor want in our city.
Amen.
It is not something that we want to ride up and down Lindbergh Boulevard, right in the heart of Florissant. And they want to put some, and I understand that, I'm not quite sure of this yet, but they want to have some type of a garage door frontage that opens up. I'm not totally sure of that.
They want a garage door?
Well, some type of frontage that opens up, I guess, out to a patio or something like this.
I would say it's possibly to a brothel. And I don't want to be out of line, but I think that that's something you have to at least consider.
It's what?
A brothel.
Could be.
Yep.
I don't know that, but I haven't got a hold of those plans as yet. We also have, they also have bikini contests.
No.
Yes, they do. And it is, you know, it's just not a fit for our city. I told them, I said, you know, go over to Sauget, Illinois. You know, they have all those things over there.
What's in Sauget, Illinois?
There you go. They have a lot of strip joints and whatever. I don't know. I've never been to Sauget. I don't know.
Mary, what would happen if, what if White Castles had a bikini contest?
Trust me, White Castles wouldn't have one.
They would not do that. They're right. Good members of the community. Martin, and again, Martin showing his class here on the show.
I know. Just checking.
Thank you.
Just checking.
We'll pray for you, okay?
I know I will be.
Thoughts?
Mary Hagan is with us. She's the spokesman for the Citizens Against Hooters in Florissant. Mary, you sound like a young lady. Are you, do you have any children?
I have two children.
You have two children?
Grown.
Oh, they're grown. They have any children?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. So you're a grandmother.
Yes, I am.
Do the kids live in Florissant?
They have grown up here. They have moved since, but they all grew up here in Florissant.
I see. Okay. So what are your kids' take on this whole situation? They don't want their kids seeing the Hooters in what I believe could possibly be some kind of whorehouse.
Well, so if you call it soft whore, you know.
I call it hard.
Whatever. But, you know, I'm not saying that my children haven't gone. You know, they're... I don't know that, and I've never seen them there. I don't know that. I know they don't live in the Florissant area any longer. But, you know, our other children do. And, you know, this is something that you will see right in the heart of Florissant. It's right across from Cross Keys, the new
elementary
Cross
school.
Keys shopping mall that we're so proud of.
Amen.
And this is right next, I mean, the property lines touch of the Cross Keys Middle School and the Wedgewood.
Mm.
And it is, it just does not send the kind of message to our kids that we want to send.
No, and I think it's important for people to step in and tell people what they can see.
To our masonry codes and some of the other things that they want that our city does not promote.
Amen. Amen. Mary, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on the program. How can our listeners make sure that they show up at the city council meeting and support you guys?
All right. We have a city council meeting coming up Monday night.
Okay.
This coming Monday night at 8 o'clock in the city hall. And then the 19th, there is also a planning and zoning meeting. And we're trying to keep the, as I said, the masonry codes the same so we don't have this problem.
Yes.
And it's not just the masonry codes. This is a total ethics. You know,
well, you got Burger King selling that Whopper.
That's something I wanted to ask about. I mean, you have the Burger King, you know, I mean, I don't know how far we go with this, but I think you're on the right path. Burger King sells the Whopper, I think. You know, my wife's Italian. I think that's offensive.
I don't think that's... I think you got a little bit of the wrong information. You're doing apples and oranges, hardly the same.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Apples got to go. All right, well, Mary, we have to run, but we appreciate
your
time.
Thank you for your time, Mary.
I thank you guys, and this has been a nice interview, and I really appreciate you.
Okay. Let's go Cardinals. Let's get ourselves a World Series.
I approve of that.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terrific.
All right, Mary Hagan, she was supposed to be on the press box, but producer Joe scooped him again. We have much to discuss, including a Culpeckers being opened in your neighborhood.
Where's that opening up? Culpeckers?
Right next to the school. Okay, this is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
7:44. Welcome back to the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. This is Ask Tony, as we do every Wednesday at 7:40. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy T. Cat Hayes, Martin Kilcoyne with you, and as we're joined every Wednesday morning at 7:40 by the Cardinal manager, Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Nice win last night, man.
You know, I'll tell you something that was kind of on my skin already. I mean, I picked up the paper. It was Taguchi packs a wallop.
Yeah.
No, that's very disrespectful. I mean, you look like his body of work. No, I mean, you guys are creative. Now, did he pack a wallop last night? I don't think he packed a wallop.
I think he packed a little bit of a wallop.
He had four hits. I mean, it wasn't a wallop.
No, but I think that gives, like, the wrong impression. I mean, he's not, like, a power guy. I mean, he's more like, you know, like hauling a laser or, you know, got a waving a wand. He's not a wallop guy. So
how about Taguchi locks in the laser? Would that work?
Yeah, no, that's, I think that's a little more clever. I just think, I mean, like wallop, so we'll be swinging for the fences. I just think it sends the wrong message.
I heard you in the clubhouse calling him so load.
Yeah, but that's sometimes things stay in a clubhouse.
This is your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you would like. 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590. We started off with Calvin. Calvin, morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing today?
No, I got a little beef with you. So, yes. I heard you were down in Springfield?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's where your loyalty. I mean, which club are you with? You down with us? Down with them?
I'm down with you.
That's what I thought, but, you know, I talk to people.
Doesn't seem that way.
Wear your Cardinal cap to the ballpark. Show people you mean business.
No, but I like, look, Calvin, C. Diddy, these days, he's like a celebrity. Sort of like a Springfield, they have him down there. It's like big Calvin out at the ballpark. I just took a little bit of offense.
Yeah, went over pretty well, though. I'll tell you, those guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
Hey, have you ever thought about maybe having Mike Martz come in and coach the club for maybe about a week, and you can run out to Rams Park there and showing those guys how to play four quarters, and like you show the guys at Bush play nine innings?
It might be not be a bad idea. Maybe once you guys have clinched, it'd probably be better to do that.
No, that's an outstanding question. That, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we talked about it. Try that like, even for like training camp. I mean, like Parcells comes in. Coaches spring. I'd love for a day, run like the days of two, go out there to the park. You know, I mean, you get like a chance to really dial out. I mean, our guys at spring training, we're like fishing all day. No, I think the chance to be a coach out there, I mean, I'd like to wear a uniform. That's one thing I feel strongly about. So, I mean, I'd have to have a...
You'd wear the pads and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I think like you look at how sharp I am, the way like I dress up every day. No, I'd like to have a uniform. I think Coach Martz, I think he'd be outstanding. I mean, he'd come down. I mean, there was some talk that we're going to convert Jimmy into a pitcher. I mean, they look a lot of our players, they were trying to move him around. Like Reggie Sanders going to play second base. So, I mean, I think a very creative mind. He could do a lot of things with our club. No, I'd love to go out there for a day. You know, I'd like wear the Ray-Bans inside. But, no, I think it's an outstanding idea.
Since we're asking hypotheticals, this one is
That's not so hypothetical. You might be surprised.
I've wondered about this. Have you ever considered having a dog grooming day once a week in the clubhouse, like let PetSmart go in there and, you know, fans can bring their dogs in, get groomed a little bit?
No, I think that'd be a good idea. Would the money go to Arf?
Arf, yeah. Or me.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you're not being wise.
No.
You're not cracking wise, are you?
No, I'm not
cracking.
Sure?
No, there are a lot of ball players that bring their dogs in. We can't have, it's like in the back room where you can't go. There's like a little kennel back there. So on any given day, like we have a starting rotation. Well, you look closer on the board, we have a rotation too. I mean, there's guys in charge of kennel day. So are you going back there like a Ray King? Yeah, like, you know, 20.
What, you got to clean out the cages?
No. It's just like a lot of it is pet duty where we want you to actually
That's what I'm
pet.
Talking about, pet duty.
No. I think you got to like show the animal some affection. So you go back in there. Maybe you got like Albert who's very dialed in. It's kind of nice to see him go back there and be real lovey-dovey when you got like the Lhasa Apso running around. So, no, we had like a little kennel in the back. I don't know about the grooming. But it's like, you know, like a little pet zoo almost.
969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590. Your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want. It's Ask Tony on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. Rob, 590 The Fan, Ask Tony. Rob's gone. Scott, 590 The Fan, Ask Tony. Scott, 590 The Fan, Ask Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's
gotta
doing?
Hit that button, right?
I don't know what's going on. Scott, ask
Tony.
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Hey, I think something messed up with your phones.
Oh, we all have stories.
Yeah.
Hey, ask away. You got the skipper right here.
Hey.
He doesn't have time for this crap.
I know. Well, so, Tony, I have a question for you. I know you're big into ARF and everything. What do you feel about the baseballs being made out of leather?
Well, I think that's actually misreported. A lot of baseballs right now.
Soy, I think. Isn't it a soy casing?
Soy milk.
No, Woody Harrelson. That was a good man. He got a lot of hemp balls that have been made now. You look at our club, the way we hit the rocks out of the ball gets like just flies out of the park. So a lot, if you look close, we're not using the cow balls anymore.
It's hemp?
So the Cardinals are using different balls than everybody else in baseball. It doesn't seem fair.
No, I talked to Bud about it at the All-Star game. So this is a new thing. It's very underreported. Yeah, no, we're not going to have those anymore. Cow leather, what do you call it, like leather cow? No, we're not going to. No. We have already made a change.
The
our
gloves
club.
Seem to be leather.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, those aren't made out of hemp. I can tell.
How close are you looking? We got some gloves that are made out of velvet. Is it a very soft, comfortable glove?
No, Michael Jackson wears a velvet glove. I don't think what I'm seeing in the field are velvet gloves.
Yeah, it's with diamond studs.
No, I think you got to look a lot closer. No,
have you watched the games, Cat?
I was watching last night. I thought I was watching.
No, I mean, you could even... There's a nice little lady. There's a call a couple times. She's crocheted some gloves. We're going to look at those. No, alternative methods. I think you can't go wrong. I mean, Sparky told me a long time ago. I mean, you're going to be open to a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't think that's respecting the game.
No, know the game, love the game, and, no, and don't play it with hemp. Mike, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Good morning, Tony. Hey, I know it's a well-known fact that you and Bobby Knight are pretty good friends. I was wondering if you guys have ever discussed his love of hunting and if you've ever talked to him about that. And if you guys ever did get in an argument, has he ever tried to, like, kick you or choke you or anything like that?
Or and shoot you.
My last question is, Allie, and I'll hang up and listen, is why prior to answering any question do you always make that noise like, well?
No, that's a good question. No, that's very funny because, like, Elaine the other day said, serious question, like, is it yes or no? And I said, as you said, after all these years, I must know, is bah, yes or no? So I thought about it. I think it's kind of like, I'm not sure. And I don't like bull crap answers like maybe. But, you know, bah is just kind of, I'm working up to it. Well, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, I want to be very accurate, very respectful, so I'll take a second or two. You ask me any questions, I'll say, bah. I'm chewing on it. That's like a mental chew.
I got some peach chew over here.
I'm going to try the mental.
No, I'm not talking about like a real, like, you know, stick that wad of dip in your mouth. No, I'm not talking about that dip me you do, but no, it's like a mental chew. I know I like about Bob Knight. I mean, the thing about him, I mean, he's just a big old teddy bear. I think this has been so overreported, like he's an animal.
No, but he goes out, he hunts, and then he takes the carcass, he throws it over his shoulder.
Puts it in Rudy's refrigerator.
No, I've never seen that. No, my experience with Bob, I mean, he likes to read poetry. He likes to sit on the beach, you know, kind of put his toes in the sand.
Have you ever thought about choking a player?
Yeah, a couple
times.
And
let's not get into Tino, because I don't want to go in the whole Tino.
No, so that's, I mean, nobody, I mean, he was a warrior. So, no, I mean, I'm more likely to choke like a media member.
Hmm. Who?
I saw, like, a little shopper down there yesterday. What's he got, like, you know,
How do you choke a guy who's wearing a Cardinals cap down there?
Trying to show my support for the club.
I'm for the Cardinals.
No, I respect that. I mean, I think either you're on board or you're not on board. I think, you know, Butch's on board.
Would you like to see...
He called you Butch.
Yeah, well, that's what people call me. Would you like to see the Cat, perhaps, come down there with a Cardinal cap and show that he's on board?
I'll wear the whole uniform if you want, Tony.
No, I'll just say this. I mean, I had a couple of times down there, like, I was in Goldberg, he'll put on, like, the whole coat, like the bullpen, pitcher coat. I think, man, that's a little too much.
Edlin, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Tony, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up about 10:06 tonight.
Hey, man, I want to ask you this question, man. Look, I got a problem.
No, we all have problems.
Well, this is what it is. The fellas say that I should call this 1-800 number. I'm addicted to strip clubs.
Mm.
And so I said, well, instead of calling this therapist, I'll call Tony.
Good for you.
Tony has all the answers. So, Tony, you know, my girl broke up with me yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out, man, give me all the answers, man. How can I stop going over to Brooklyn, Illinois, looking at those beautiful women?
All right. Thank you, Evan. We'll get you the answer here.
No, that's a real problem.
No, it's like real life. You know, a lot of times you're reminded you just beat yourself up over like a bunt. Didn't work. No, but then you wake up, you read the paper. You know, talk to people. No, that's a real heartfelt question, and I appreciate. No, that's a legitimate question. I mean, we have ball players. Spend a little too much time over there. I mean, I have my people that tell me who goes over to the Pink Tulip and all that, so I'm familiar. I think what I would do if I'm Evan, I think you go slow. It's like you talk to a ball player who's very hefty. You don't say, hey, don't eat donuts. You say, hey, eat six. Like a week later, I'll talk to him. I say, hey, try three. So if I'm
at one sitting?
Yeah. So I think like Evan. If I'm you.
His name was Edlin.
What was that?
Edlin.
Well, him too. I think the key is get yourself back, you know, like a lap dance tonight. Go ahead, you know, have a little moment. But tomorrow, don't go. Okay, now like Saturday, okay, go ahead and go. but let's just order a cocktail, but no lap dance.
How about like a shoulder dance?
No, I think maybe like, you know, a little mild brush up, but nothing elaborate. I think it's all about scaling back, and eventually maybe the loved one will come back into your life because she will have seen you wean yourself, and that's not trying to be funny, Tim, but it will get yourself weaned off the strip club.
What would you recommend him do on the day where he doesn't go to the strip club? I mean, that's part of the addiction. You need to get him through those 24 hours when he can't go over to the Pink Tulip.
No, I think you'll watch baseball. A lot of times it'll help you get your mind off it. You know, you see the man holding a stick and you say, whoa, I don't want to think about what happens over at those clubs right now. You really have to focus on the game. So I think, yeah, I mean, you could, I think there's a way around all that a lot of times, and maybe even just read the book.
What if he got himself one of those Australian Shepherds?
No, like the Australian Cattle Dog, I believe, is the most loyal dog on earth. So, I mean, as you get yourself a close friend, a lot of times what happens, it's very unhealthy because a lot of these women, they don't really love you.
Tony, we appreciate your time. Thank you for breaking it down. Thank you for helping Edlin out. I think that'll hopefully get him through his addiction to the Pink Tulip. You ever been over to the Pink Tulip?
No, sir.
All right. Well, good luck.
I barely leave the clubhouse, as you know.
I thought there was a book signing there. Maybe it was a different book.
That was Hollywood Nights.
No, I understand. Like the young people like to. I'll be at the Cheshire Tonight signing. So if you'd like to see, read the book, come by the Cheshire later.
What'd you think of that that piece on HBO they did on you? Did you get a chance to see that?
I thought it was, you know, I mean, I didn't appreciate me saying freaking a couple of times. So I could have, like, what you call, like, beep it out. But, no, I thought it was well done. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Costas, she's right up there with Butch. So I probably too many shots at the cat. People won't appreciate that. But
Costas is Costas.
Yeah, that's about as well said as it can get.
Dunks dunk. Tony, thank you very much for your time. Good luck tonight against the Diamondbacks.
We're going to have our hands full again. It's just like playing the Royals. You got to be ready every night.
Nobody's playing better than Diamondbacks. It's 7:57 in the morning. You're listening to 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.
You're listening to classic audio from The Morning Grind featuring Martin Kilcoyne. He and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.